Number one most played this week, Post Malone featuring Luke Combs on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Happy trails.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later.
Until we meet again.
The news update from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 43 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers cut their spending last month. It fell by 0.2 percentage point. A favorite inflation gauge used by the Federal Reserve showed inflation continued to decline, but could President Trump's tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China reverse the inflation trend?
I find that it's not about inflation, it's about fairness, and the inflation for us has not existed, and I don't think it's going to exist.
He said those countries must do more to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S. Mexico has sent 29 drug cartel figures back to the U.S., including one who was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985. Later this morning, President Trump will welcome Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign an agreement that gives the U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. The federal government continues to cut itself in size. Latest job layoffs, hundreds of weather forecasters at NOAA. This is ABC News. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he has a plan to supercharge hiring of air traffic controllers and that he only wants the best in charge of American skies. ABC's Andrea Fujii has more on his plan.
Facing a shortage of controllers, Duffy says he's offering a salary increase of 30% and will reduce the current 8-step hiring process to 5 steps.
On average, an air traffic controller who leaves this school and is certified 3 years from now makes $160,000 a year. They're great paying jobs.
Duffy says pilots not following controller orders should lose their licenses.
Pretty soon, no more Skype. Microsoft announcing today it's going to shut down Skype in May and urging anyone who's still using the pioneering video calling service to jump over to Teams. Microsoft bought Skype in 2011 for $8.5 billion. The last day you can Skype someone, May 5th. You're Brian Clark, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 52, maybe some isolated brief showers late this afternoon, and southwest winds picking up to between 20 and 30 miles per hour, maybe up to 45 later. A wind advisory will be in effect until 6 o'clock tonight, a low of 15 tonight, and tomorrow 28, Saturday night a low of 11, and Sunday 38. East to northeast winds are at 9 miles per hour. Right now in the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 43 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Today's morning show on WRCO, it's time to talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. It's our chance to get caught up this month with members of the committees and the board. And we've got in the studio today representing Al Kaszubski. We have Joanne Krulatz from Grace. Mike Hardy is here from Simon's Recreation Complex. And Deb Ruskamp is here to talk about a new group that will be forming in the area courtesy of Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. So, Al, here we are again, getting closer to your race time, which is just a couple of months away now, right?
Yes, Phil, and it's very exciting. Got a lot going on with the race, and one thing I want to let people know is that there is a date coming up. So March 31st is the cutoff for early registration and a little cheaper registration. So for the kids' quarter mile, it's $15 for each kid registered. For the 1 mile walk or run, it's $20 to register. For the 5K walk or run, it's $30. And for the 10K run, it's $40. But after March 31st, the prices are going to go up by $5 for each event. So for those of you looking for a deal, you want to get out to our website, walkwithgrace.com, and sign up before March 31st.
Is there a deadline for T-shirts, to have T-shirts or not, Al?
There will be. So what we want people to do is we prefer if they either turn in the paper registration that we have available at the Grace office or at Simon's, or register online before the event. We will have a few extra T-shirts for people that want to register the day before or the day of. But for those people that procrastinate and wait to the very end, we're not guaranteeing a t-shirt or a swag bag.
Okay. So the Race for Grace is coming up. Any changes to the setup at Kroska Park this year, Al?
So we're going to be in the same area and pretty close to the same routes. We had to switch it up just a little bit for our 5K and the 10K. We're still going out to Allison Park, which is great. We love going out to that neighborhood. But we're not allowed to go on to the campus grounds this year. We have a permission for the high school, so we're still going out that way. So it's a little bit more like an out and back, but we have that route figured out, and we have the routes available on the website. So go to walkwithgrace.com, and then, you know, check out the race information out there. You can see the different routes and get up to speed on where they're going.
And the finish line, is that about the same spot as last year?
It is, but we really ventured out. We decided to take a big leap. We made a big investment. It's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. But we decided not to go with a timing company. So last year, we used InFocus Timing, and this year we decided to purchase our own timing system and our own start-finish line, and we have an aluminum truss, which is a very sturdy system. And earlier this week, we got all excited, got a bunch of people together. We set it up. We have all the parts, so that's great. We know how big it is, and we know it's going to be a nice sturdy system for everyone to run through. So we're very happy about that.
Could you describe it? Does it have the time, like a readout on the top, or how does it work?
So I can describe it as a big aluminum rectangle.
Okay.
we are going to have a banner. We might have a couple of banners at the top. It's about 16 feet wide on the inside. So there's plenty of room for lots of runners, you know, to at the start. And also if there's some heavy competition at the end, to run through at the end as well. So we're excited about that. There's plenty of clearance, even for really tall people. We've got at least an 8-foot clearance, so we're not worried about anyone hitting their head or anything like that. So Phil, you'd be fine running through.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. If it's me, I'd probably be crawling through. So as long as I can get through there, it's all right.
Yep. But related to the start finish line, I don't want to forget this too. We have some breaking news, you know, for the radio. It hasn't been broadcast anywhere yet. It's not on our website yet, but I want to save this one for you, Phil.
I like it.
All right. So we're very excited to announce that we have our sponsorship for the start finish line. So Jewel Associates and Engineers out of Spring Green is so kind, and they're sponsoring our start and finish line this year. And we are so excited, so grateful for them to do that. And we're just thrilled.
That's great. So they'll have a banner up then and a part of the finish line.
Yes, we'll make sure we have their logo up there, and we'll be calling it the Jewel Associates Engineers Start Finish Line this year, which is a lot to say, Phil, because I know you're going to be there that day. So I don't know how many times you're going to say it, but get it down pat.
I will. No trouble there. And then, of course, the fire department, we had them here the last time you were here. But are you getting some response from the fire departments in terms of getting there and representing?
We are, and I'm also very excited about that. So last year, we had 38 firefighters, both men and women. We had 5 different teams. 3 teams from Richland Center, 1 from Cazenovia, and then 1 all the way from Hixton. Those same 5 teams will be doing it again this year. I have confirmation from them. So not only will we have those fire department teams, but I have heard that we're also going to have a team from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Department. So I think they've already been egging each other on, a little friendly competition, talking a little trash amongst each other. So very excited about that. But we're also expecting more fire departments to join in. I just haven't received final confirmation yet.
Oh, that's exciting. So if anybody's listening, they're a member of a fire department or they have a family member, reach out and tell them all about it, right?
Absolutely, yes. Because we want the other thing that we want to let people know is we had 2 anonymous donations to cover the registration fee for those fire departments. So we still have a few of those slots available. So the first departments that register with me, and then just go out to walkwithgrace.com and find the race information, and you'll see my email address on there, where it talks about the firefighter challenge. So just send me an email. I need to know your team name, and then we'll figure out the rest of the details from there. But those first few people that get back to me will have their registration fee covered. So that is super exciting as well.
The date of the race again is?
Yes, May 17th.
Okay.
May 17th. So that will be coming up soon. We are hoping the weather will cooperate. It was very nice for us last year. So knock on wood, we're hoping it's very nice for us again this year as well.
Awesome. Joanne Krulitz is here as well. That'll be a big day for Grace. I know they're having a quilt exposition going on that same night, aren't they?
They are, you know, and that's something that I hope people go out to, because it's kind of like an adult prom is kind of how they're selling it, you know, black tie, nice dress, and go out and finger food and drinks and look around at the quilts and make your bid.
Yeah, that'll be a nice thing. You can race during the day, you can get all dressed up and come back at night then.
Yep. Take a nap in between. You
yeah,
know?
You might have to. We wanted to talk a little bit about the MOU that's been recently announced, and you'd like to talk a little bit about that. Then we're going to bring Mike into the conversation.
Well, here I'm wearing a couple different hats because I'm on the Grace board, but I'm also president of Partners for Prevention, and we're both about a healthy community. You know, Grace works to make healthy decisions to combat cancer. Partners for Prevention makes healthy choices to not tobacco products, prescription drugs, alcohol. And so we've been running the K9 5K for the K9 units the last couple years. And like Grace, you know, we rented a timing thing, and it can be expensive. I mean, you fork out $800 just to rent it, and then you got to pay for the bibs and the computer chips and everything. So Al and I talked about it. We got Mike involved in it and thought, you know, $800 and we all have a race. We can have it paid off in no time by using it 3 times a year at minimum. And so that's kind of how we came up with this. So there's the 3 entities, and so we know we'll have at least 3 races a year. So we're hoping the community gets involved in these races because they all support great causes.
Yeah, they really do. And at different times of the year, you know, I know your night out is in the summer, and then Simon's uses theirs a little bit later on.
Right.
So.
Yep. So, you know, so it's kind of a nice MOU. Grace is kind of in charge of it, and we'll store it at the Grace office. But then it's the responsibility for each race, each unit, you know, Grace or Simons or Partners for Prevention will be in charge of maintaining it for their race. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to it. We think it's a great, and I think when, you know, organizations like we have here, the three of us, can work together, makes the community even stronger.
Yeah. Anything you wanted to add, Al?
Yeah, Phil, I'm just super, you know, super excited. The race has just been amazing so far this year. You know, having the start-finish line sponsorship, deciding to purchase our own start-finish line system and the timing system, and partnering, creating this MOU, you know, it takes a lot of work to get the partnership going. And having it with the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation, with Grace, and with Partners for Prevention, like Joanne was saying, 3 great organizations. I think our missions and visions really align well with each other. The details in the MOU makes it clear that Grace is like the steward of the start-finish line system and also the timing system. So we are storing it, but we're going to share it. And the goal is that each of our entities have 1 race per year. So that's 3 races for our community to get out there, to get active, and to support each other. And what I really like about this MOU is how well everyone just got along. Like, everyone bought in from the beginning. There wasn't, you know, debates over like who's going to do what and like, oh, that's mine. You can't have this. You know, and I think it just says a lot about each organization and the people that are involved with each organization. And it's just kudos to each of those entities and very excited for it.
What do you do about the bibs and the chips and all that thing? Does that come with it or you buy that extra or how do you do that?
Yeah, so that, of course, is a little complicated, too, because they try to get you. So we have the truss system, you know, the start-finish line, which I'm very excited for when it showed up in my driveway the other day. But we don't have the timing system yet. But that's supposed to be here by April. So we're excited about that. But when you purchase a timing system, they also make you purchase the bibs with the chips from them as well because they go hand in hand. So we get a discount because we purchased the timing system from them, but we'll always be getting the bibs online from that company as well for the different races.
Exciting. Mike Hardy here from Simons as well. As you hear this, that's good news because it's all the Simons has always been a long supporter of Grace, hasn't it?
Yeah. And we were actually very excited to have the opportunity to work with both partners and with Grace. Obviously, we've been working a lot with the city and with the school district and the county and kind of collaborating that way. This is another opportunity for us to collaborate in kind of a different way with two very respected community organizations and you know, getting that message out there. And it actually was a real timely. Alan had come up to me at Simons one morning and had kind of said that they were looking at this idea, and which was probably about a week after I was called up and asked by the Pumpkin Fest committee if this year, well, it was next year at that time, but if 2025 we would run a race for the Pumpkin Fest. And her vision was, when they told me about it, they said where she came from, where they got the idea for Pumpkin Fest was, I believe it was Sycamore, Illinois, but they did a race down there and they had attracted 1,500 runners. And she said, we'd like it to be a big thing to attract a lot of people to town. And of course, I did races in Baraboo, and we'd do three races a year. And we'd get up to about 200 people, 200 racers, and we never had a race system. We'd do it through volunteers. And 200 is kind of the cutoff. You get more than 200, it's hard to do with volunteers, and volunteers are so hard to get. And it's difficult enough to do with volunteers, with timing and everything. We've looked into the timing systems, and they are very costly. And to do it with, you know, 200 or less runners, you know, you're not making any money off of that. And so this actually came at the perfect time. And you know, we were asked to plan a race for the Pumpkin Fest. The expectation or the hope was that we're going to bring in enough people here that made it kind of worthwhile, people from out of town to enjoy, you know, not only to race, but to enjoy the community and to enjoy that weekend. And of course, I kind of saw the bigger numbers too, and I'd like to see something closer to 1,000, but we can't do that with volunteers. And obviously we didn't have a race system, so that was perfect timing for us. And it doesn't really make sense for Simons to purchase something like that, because we'd purchase it, it'd sit there, and you know, you're not getting your return on investment. So it was a great idea that Grace and Partners for Prevention had, and we were very happy to be included in that. We're real excited about that, and you know, it's going to be a real good thing. It's going to be, you know, real good for all of us, I think, and going to make the races a lot more fun to run, I think, and allow us to. To save some money, obviously, on some of this rental and have a little more control over this. So it's going to be great for the community.
The three races that you talked about, nobody's in competition with one another. You want maybe the same runners to come and then bring their friends each time.
Exactly. Right? And they're perfect times. They're, you know, they're great times for whether they're local or people coming from out of town and enjoying the scenery around here. We've got the one in spring here with Grace and in May, and then Partners for Prevention coming in August, correct? And then we've got, we'll have ours, the Pumpkin Fest in October, late October. So obviously perfect time hitting all three, you know, seasons. And like Elle was saying, there's a lot of opportunities for other races as well. So that we can get the most use out of this, I guess. The other thing I should add was, originally when we talked about it, we had talked about Simons being the partner, Simons Recreation Complex, which is overseen by the county, of course. And I've got a make sure that it's actually the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation, that we actually had them come in and do, just because it was a lot easier with, of course, anything going through county or city government, getting MOUs through, they've got to go through various committees, and it takes time to get all that going through. And for us, we talked to the foundation, and the foundation is a 501c3. Kind of meshed really well with the nonprofits that we have at Grayson and Partners for Prevention. They're able to act a little bit faster on it. They were very willing to do that as well. And of course, they're our funding partner through Simon. So it was a real good fit for us. And just a big shout out to the foundation for supporting that as well.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about your foundation, but you couldn't do it without them, could you?
Definitely not. No. They've been very important to a lot of different areas, and they were very supportive of this. And they'll be supportive of this race in addition to the other races that we do have through Partners and through Grace.
You mentioned that you've run some other races. You've been organizing those too. How do you get the word out to the running community? Because we'd like to see these races grow.
Yeah, so there's quite a few, actually now with this great invention of the internet, there's quite a few of websites that actually are for races, and there are a lot of racers that do go some around the country, but a lot of them are more regional type racers, and they'll go on to different sites. There's various different sites that they'll go to see what races are coming up, and a lot of people that do like traveling to other places, especially if they're within an hour or so. A lot of racers like that do come from out of town to do that. So in addition to getting your local racers, there are a lot of people that do look online for websites, and there is a lot of word of mouth as well. So once we get once some of these races get established, we had a few in Baraboo that we had some people that just automatically put it on their calendar every year just because they enjoyed coming to it. And we ran them, really fun races. So you do get a following. There's always that big group that is always has you on the calendar, and they always come looking for it. And then you do get a lot of a big mix. And that's why I know all three races do have not only opportunities to be competitive, if you want to be competitive, and that's where the race system. Some people are really, some people have their own watches and they'll time themselves, and the races, the time is very important to them, and they use it to train for other races throughout the year as well. And some people, just want to show up partly to support the cause, but partly just to, get out there, and it's a very social thing. And a lot of racers are very social with each other. It's a social group, so there's a lot of word of mouth spreading that as well. So that's all really good.
When Alan came to you, he was supposed to be working out. He was working out his jaw, too, it sounds like that.
yeah.
I had to pause a little to catch my breath.
I was going to say, that's a good thing, though. It means you were working out. Yeah. Recently, some good news, too. It sounds like things are moving forward in terms of the school, maybe using the gym, maybe the Simons using the gym at the campus, too.
Yeah. So, I know that the school board did approve the MOU from their side of things just this week. So now it's back to the county. And I believe they're working through that through the county committees and the county board. And that should be signed off relatively soon, I think. And we're hoping that they can get that done quickly so that they can get out in there before, of course, all the spring sports. And spring, obviously, is a tough time to get outside because you never know what the weather's going to bring. So I'm sure that'll be very welcome for them.
Indeed. Is that something your foundation is involved in as well, looking forward to the future then?
Yeah, the foundation is certainly interested in not just the campus gym, but other areas that will expand services that Simons can provide. So that may include the gym, that may include other additions that might help with getting family locker rooms, that type of thing. So right now, we're just we're kind of working with the county and working with the city to see what the opportunities are out there for saving some of the campus facilities and reusing some of those, and kind of going from there, and then possibly working out some capital campaigns and seeing what our members want, and seeing what the city and the county can and will support for a sustainable future. But that's one thing that we're really looking at too, is the sustainability of it. Obviously, it's it sounds really nice adding on a gym and getting that, but there's long term down the road, there's 10, 15, 20 years, we've got to be able to afford it. We don't want to just have it for a year or two and then all of a sudden say, well, sorry, we can't afford it. you know, we don't want to have to throw this back to taxpayers and say, sorry, your taxes are going to have to go. We want to do this without having to, you know, do anything with taxes. We want to look at, you know, getting the grants and the donations and being able to expand that way.
Well, we appreciate you coming in here, and certainly Grace, as mentioned at the outset, Simons has done a lot for lots of cancer survivors and patients, you know, and going out there and getting moving again and things like that. So we appreciate your facility very much, Mike, and I know it means a lot to you that you're able to do that for the community, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's, you know, something Simons has done for, you know, since 1987 is, you know, a lot, it's in our name, you know, Simons Recreation Complex, but there, you know, many times there's been consideration about, you know, should it be Simons Health and Fitness Center? Should it be, you know, health and fitness should be in there some way. We, you know, we work with the hospital and the clinic and doctors quite a bit. And there's been a lot of people that have come through and done rehabilitation and, you know, things like that. So, so it means a lot of different things to a lot of people. So, but yeah, we're very happy to be able to do more of this type of collaboration with groups like Grace and Partners that are doing so much good for the community. So we're happy to be involved.
In our MOU, one of the details is that each partner in the MOU does one race per year.
Okay.
So it really is kind of the three races per year for the shared equipment.
The three biggies.
The three big ones. Yep. Mm-hmm. So the other cool thing with the MOU is built into it is guidelines for supporting each other's races as well. So we have it built in there that, you know, for the Race for Grace coming up, that Partners for Prevention and Simons will both help publicize it and encourage people to attend to that. And then when the other races are happening, the other two entities will be using their social media and their websites and stuff and getting the word of mouth out to people. So we're each going to help each other promote the other person's events. But whatever is raised from that entity's events, they keep those funds.
It's good to know. We'll have more coming up about Grace and all the exciting things going on this month and coming in toward spring. We could all use a little spring. We'll have more coming up on The Morning Show.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christy and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, our subject on the morning show this time and this month. Great to have in the studio our guest. Thanks again to Mike Hardy, director at Simons Recreation Complex. Alan, great to have them as a partner in a lot of ways, but this is an exciting new venture, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, I wasn't even nervous about this one. It was just purely exciting, and it's been great. So very happy to have that partnership with the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation and with Partners for Prevention. And we're just, you know, we're just going to feed off each other and grow those events and do a lot of good for the community. And I hope, you know, I hope the community embraces it and sees the amount of work that we each put into those events. And we're trying to make them each, you know, to be classy events, to make it fun for people, to be something that they want to go to. If you're competitive, we'll have the chip timing, you know, so we'll be very accurate. So we're just very excited about that.
Awesome. You recently had your Grace meeting, kind of getting things officially kicked off. How did that go?
Yeah, really good. So we had our board meeting earlier in the month, and we had a special guest. And once in a while, we have special guests. And this time, this one was very special. I couldn't believe it was happening. Very excited for it as well. And just to clarify, so our guest was Deb Ruskamp, and she came up with this wonderful idea. So it's really not affiliated with Grace, but we're going to help promote it and let people know about it because it fits so well in with our vision and mission of helping cancer patients out. So I don't want to steal her thunder, so I'll hand it over to Deb to talk about what's going on, but we're going to try to support her as much as we can.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Deb.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate having you in here. So tell us about your vision. Where did you get the idea for this group that you're talking about?
Well, the group is called Journeys Rest, and it was birthed out of my need. I call cancer a journey. It's not one that any of us choose, but we have to travel it. And as time... In August of 23 was when I got my diagnosis. And, you know, the thing about cancer is even if a treatment's successful, you still have a five-year umbrella over you. There's so many different types of cancers and so many different types of treatments, but the one thing that's in common, we all have in common, is it was a traumatic event that we had to go through. It's not who we are. It doesn't define who we are. But for a period of time, we have to navigate that. Once we get when I got towards the end of treatment, I had one treatment that was supposed to be successful and it failed. And cancer is like a really cool thing. It gives you all kinds of side effects, and treatments give you all kinds of side effects. But it came back with a vengeance, and as we were getting ready for preparing me for surgery, we found out that I had a pulmonary embolism that put the cancer treatment on the surgery off like a full month. And I can feel that it's growing, and it's, you know. Anyways, at this point in time, they have removed everything, and that's great. And I was waiting for the final word so I could celebrate. And I finally got it. And I was dumbfounded that I couldn't celebrate. Not the way I thought I would. I mean, I was going to plaster it all over Facebook. I was going to go out and have a good time. And I just couldn't do it. And I, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out why. So I called my sister and I was talking to her about it. And she says she had a friend the same way. And apparently it's like survivor's guilt or something along that line. So you have that because there's all these other people who are still dealing with it. And walking the walk and going through the journey, and you're at a place of rest. And but not having it not be only, it's not only me that gets to the point where they can't feel like they can celebrate or share their feelings of concern or sadness or sorrow or, you know, grief, because our lives change. And it's not something, as time goes on, that you really want to be sharing with your spouse and your best friend, because you want to be more uplifted. So my idea was, is I went and asked somebody from Grace if there was a support group in the community, and they said no. And she goes, but you can do one if you'd like.
Light bulb goes on, and you're nominated.
Well, and I'm not unfamiliar with facilitating groups, so, I mean, the idea, it kind of intrigued me, and it was kind of, you know, it gives purpose to my walk or this journey. And I think most people who go through cancer have a tendency to try to reach out and help other people and do things. And for me, this is just a way that what I'd like to do is to have people come together who are living with cancer, for either from diagnosis to survivor for 100 years. If they need to be able to share their story, if they need to find some encouragement, if they want to go encourage somebody, have a place that they could come to.
So you're seeing it possibly, like when you got the news that, okay, you got the good news, maybe you'd have a party with the group, in other words, right? Have a little
That'd
celebration.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
At least, yeah. And it, so one of the things, for me, I'm a Christian, and I was talking about how I wasn't able to celebrate to another Christian friend, and she said, you should, and she goes, there should be nothing hindering you from celebrating. And I'm like going, well, you know, I mean, yeah, because, you know, you got this cure in that, and I'm going, it's just not the same. I mean, you can't. Yeah, I personally am not able to go out and toot my horn and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't appreciate what, you know, all that I've, you know, how I've been taken care of and how well I've been able to walk in this journey. But when people that you know and they're friends and they can belittle your walk or your concern or your lack of being able to celebrate, that just takes a little bit more life out of you. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes need to express those things. And that's what I was thinking is, you know, we need to be able to express celebrating, but we also, the discouragements of life and stuff like that. And not have it be defining us as always being worried about our cancer, but at the same time being free to express ourselves. Because, again, it doesn't define who we are, but it is a part of what we're going through.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned survivor's guilt, too, you know, and maybe some other people are feeling the same way. You know, those of us that never heard the C word, we can't relate to that at all. But you're saying that kind of the cancer brethren, if you will, you know, you might be able to understand each other.
So the part of my celebration thing was where I couldn't celebrate was like 2 days prior to that. We can't find anything. Your last test came back clear. Prior to that Monday, I was on Facebook and somebody shared about a 17-year-old girl in Muscadet who had died of cancer. And I was like, wow, you know, I'm 70. She was only 17. That just does not seem right. And then there was another tragic event in our community the following day that really struck a lot of people hard. And then I got the good news. Mm-hmm. You know, and the good news was it's good.
Right, right.
But it's the celebrating part of it just went out the window. And, you know, and right now we live in a world that there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of hardship, there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of suffering and illness and death, and we're surrounded by it every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be a survivor is a blessing.
And stress is not good for cancer.
No.
You know, that's what I've heard. So, well, how do you envision the group that you're trying to organize? Is it something you meet on a regular basis or as needed, or how do you see it?
At the moment, I've secured a room at the hospital, Pippin 3, okay, for the third Thursday evening of the month, starting at 7 o'clock. Had one meeting, and it's not highly publicized, but some people showed up, and we talked about possibly having a daytime meeting as well for those who don't travel at night, mm-hmm, especially during the winter months.
So will you have an agenda or a topic, or is it just kind of meet and like a round table talk, or how do you envision it?
It's good. The way I envision it is that we'll come in and greet each other and, you know, introduce ourselves to each other, and kind of, if, you know, if somebody's got something that's pressing on their heart or something that they want to share at that particular time, you know, we can get an overview of it and see what everybody else has got going. And, you know, sometimes it's just, this last time it was listening to these two people's story, their experience with their cancer walk and that, and what they went through, what worked for them. They were hoping to be able to share with people what, you know, what had worked for them. And that is the positive part of it. I mean, so there's all kinds of ways we can encourage each other. But so, yeah, we would introduce each other. We would, you know, say a little bit about why we're there for this particular meeting, and, you know, maybe what we want to see get out of it. I know that we were talking at the meeting about having a daytime one, maybe going out to lunch every now and then. And my thought is it's really healthy to go out and walk. You know, maybe they'd want to get together once in a while and go for a walk or something. But just to get connections and have that shared life, that shared journey.
But, yeah. You have a lot in common, that's for sure, regardless of what type of cancer you had, that's for sure. Have you thought of a title for this group then, Deb?
Yes. I call it Journey's Rest.
Journey's Rest, okay. Wonderful.
Just because it is a journey, and hopefully they get some rest and relief from their days.
Joanne, I can see this as being a real positive thing that Grace can direct people toward Deb's group.
Right. I mean, over the years, we've had people interested in support groups, and there just wasn't any defined leader or organization. I know 20 plus years ago, well, Dr. Bostwick was still in town, and we tried to get something going with him. But I think, one, Grace was too new, and people just were not yet comfortable sharing their stories with someone else. And now I think people are more open to share their stories and to support each other. And, you know, you've never had cancer. I've never had cancer. How would we be able to support somebody that's going through it when we have no idea what it's really like? We can imagine it, but we have no idea. So I think survivors coming together and sharing their experience is a positive.
Yeah, it is. You wanted to add something, Deb?
When we talk about support groups and stuff like that, we have a tendency to think of a therapeutic model. You know, like you got a counselor there and stuff like that. And that's not what this is. I mean, I'm not by any means a counselor or anything like that. I know that when people get together and share their lives are enriched. And this is just one thing that I know that, this is one aspect of life that I have experienced and know a little bit about, But and I know that other people could benefit from getting together, and so that's why.
That's a wonderful thing. Alan, again, Grace is really expanding. I mean, I think this is another avenue where you've been kind of, there's been a void, and maybe you're filling the void here a little bit.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, it fits so well in with our mission and our vision. And, you know, like Deb was saying, this is a group for either people that have a cancer diagnosis of recent or are past the diagnosis. They've fought the battle. They're in that survivor mode. But it's not for the other support people, right? This is a specific group, right, Deb?
Specifically for people who are living with cancer, personally living with cancer. I know that families and support people also would prefer to have help and groups to go to. I'm not experienced in any of those, so it's just for people living with cancer, personal lives being touched by cancer.
And I think that's, you know, I think that's so important, and I think it's great that you're doing that. You know, to have a place for people that either have gone through that battle and are still dealing with it, like you've said, or are trying to figure out how to deal with it, to have some place to go with someone from personal experience to either just listen or to maybe talk a little bit, I think is awesome. And we are going to support you. We'll help get the word out. Like you said, you know, Journey's Rest, it's going to be at Pippin 3 at the Richland Hospital, the third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock. We will make sure we get that word out. So if someone doesn't catch that, you can go look at Grace's Facebook page. We'll make sure we get it out there. We'll get it somewhere on our website as well. But we want to keep sharing that word that there's another avenue for help.
Indeed. And we'll pass the word here on community calendar as well, won't we, Joanne?
That's right.
Yeah, give it a plug. Anything else you wanted to add here today, Al?
Yeah, one more thing. I don't know if proud is the right word for it, but maybe just happy, Deb, that you're willing to take something like this on. The amount of energy that it takes to do something like this, the amount of work, the drive, the passion. You obviously have it, and it's going to help people in more ways than I think you can even imagine right now. It's very heartwarming, and I hope you continue with that energy and keep it going. And you know, I think it's just another one of those, you know, I call one of Grace's little miracles that I see all the time, and this is just a wonderful thing.
It is. Thanks for showing up to the meeting, and thanks for the vision and the idea and everything.
Oh, thanks.
You bet. Deb Ruskamp joining us. Anything you wanted to add tonight, Joe?
Nope, I'm just excited about everything that's happening between Grace and this and Deb's group and Simon's and Partners for Prevention. I think it's really a big plus for our community that we have so many groups that really want to see a healthy Richland County.
And someone can win a new car, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I feel like the price is right here. A new car.
All right, Phil, did you get your raffle ticket?
I'm going to. I will.
Okay. All right. But speaking of that new car, I've got the first chance to move it. And last Saturday, I took it up to Cazenovia for the Polar Plunge, the Lee Lake Polar Plunge.
Excellent.
They had their 25th Polar Plunge, and it sounds like it's going to be the last one, but it was a great one. And we had such wonderful support. I had a table set up there. Many people came up and talked with me. I was selling the raffle tickets for the car. We sold a lot of them, so that was wonderful. And that whole area up there is so supportive of Grace. They have been forever, and it's just amazing. But if you're wondering where can you get a raffle ticket for the car, well, we're going to have it in some of the parades around the area. But many businesses are selling raffle tickets or Walk with Grace teams. If you go to the website, walkwithgrace.com, you'll see an area for the car, and then we list all the different locations that are currently selling. And we're not always up to date, so there might be some additional ones, but we'll get them out on the website as well.
Excellent. And you're always looking to be a part of somebody's festivities or a parade if it works out. I know Grace would be happy to oblige and take the car there too, correct?
Absolutely, yep. And if you're... And if you ever want to volunteer just even a half hour, hour of time to help Grace out with something, let us know. We're always looking for help. But speaking of the car and help, I want to put a big kudos to Jones Chevrolet. The partnership, you know, this seems like the year of partnerships. We have the MOU. We're partnering with Deb in this support group. But Jones Chevrolet and how they've assisted us with this car, you know, helping us get the wrap on it for the advertising, helping us move it around from location to location sometimes, giving it a little wash and shine it up for us. It's just been amazing.
Wonderful. It's fun to see it out in the community, too.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in today, everyone.
Speaking of the Polar Plunge, I just want to put a shout out to Chrissy Latica and all the energy that she's put in. All the effort. I understand what it takes to put on a large event like that. And just kudos to her for all the time that she's put in over the years for that. And there's one other thing I do want to highlight. You know, one of the big, we often with Grace, we talk about fundraising, right, to help people out. But a reason we do that is because 75% of the money that we raise stays in our service area. The other 25% goes to cancer research. But we help local cancer patients. And each month at our board meetings, we ratify the votes for what assistance that we're giving to people. And at the last meeting, I just want to highlight that we had three people with first-time diagnosis of cancer. Mm-hmm. So each of those people qualify for $2,750 from Grace. And we had one person that was a third-time asking for assistance, and they get $1,250. So just to let people know, this number changes every month. Since I've been with Grace over 2.5 years, I don't recall a month that we didn't have at least one new person receiving assistance. So I just want to let people know that we continue to help people. We know that the need is there, and we'll continue to do that for as long as we can.
Thank you, Alan. Alan Kaczubski joining us, Deb Ruskamp and Joanne Krulatz. Earlier, Mike Hardy from Simon's Recreation Complex on The Morning Show.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We call that this time of year was cabin fever. People come out of nowhere and come into town because they've burned too many fires. And we're waiting for you here at Old Cooch Books and Libations with all kinds of new records. You can get out your old phonograph and have a good time, all because of Old Cooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today on Pratt Chat, we talked to Mark Jelinek about who has the final say in your funeral arrangements. And that might sound strange, but I think that does come into play from time to time, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does come into play, because people might believe that they have the right to be in charge of arrangements. And there is kind of a laid out system of who has the legal right. If you do nothing, if you fill out no paperwork, if you do nothing ahead of time, there is kind of a pecking order of who has the ability to make the decisions for a person's final disposition. Spouse is always the person that trumps everyone else, you know, and then it falls down to kids, and all kids are on the same level. Sometimes we'll hear from people, well, I'm the oldest, you know, I should be in charge. In the eyes of the state, it doesn't matter if you're child number one or child number seven. All children are deemed the same. At that point, it becomes a majority rules. So if, let's say, mom or dad's going to be cremated and there's five of you, if two say yes and three say no, the answer is no. A majority have to go for a cremation to occur if there's an odd number. If there's an even number, there's some other issues that come along with that. But when we talk about who has the right, there's a legal standard of who is the person that would be in charge of your arrangements. But you have the right, when you're still living, to name someone different. If, let's say, you want your neighbor to be in charge, or your kids to be in charge, or someone that wouldn't necessarily be the pecking order, or let's say within your kids, you have multiple kids, but you specifically want one of your children to be in charge. There's a form the state came out with probably 7 to 10 years ago called an authorization for final disposition.